Our guest at the cafe this morning is Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you sent me an article. It's from the Harvard Business Review on why leadership development isn't developing leaders. But, of course, you don't necessarily feel that way because you think that what you all do is developing leaders. But the thing is that what they recommend in this article is, is a lot of what you've been doing.
Is what we in the college environment have been doing for years and years, and even the armed forces. I was fortunate enough to go to undergraduate school here back in the 70s, and we had people like Dr. Talbot, who in the process of learning about race relations and the whole process of assimilation, you could have lectured us, but he put us into environments to where we worked with one another and actually lived. You moved out of where you lived into a special hall to where it was a multicultural learning, a living center.
Yeah.
And so you learned about it that way, and we had projects that we'd do together.
Yeah, what they talk about in here is make it experiential.
Exactly.
Don't have people sitting in chairs, you know, listening for hours on end, but have them do stuff.
Yeah,
and
which is why we have a challenge course out here, which is the purpose is adventure programming, and there's all sorts of things that you can learn from about yourself and the people that you work with on a challenge course, mm-hmm. or you can just go out there and have fun challenging yourself.
You're referring to the ROPES, what we call the ROPES course.
It's a ROPES course.
Out to the west of campus.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. The qualities needed for people to be good leaders, says the article, are intuitive, dynamic, collaborative, grounded in emotional intelligence. Yes. Now, these are all things that are mostly, and I know that you all do good things in developing leaders, but most of those things we just said are more or less innate in people, are they not? It's kind of not what I'm getting at. It's kind of hard to create leaders.
You can develop leaders, but the biggest leadership challenge is self-leadership. Because if you don't realize that you know how to collaborate, or you don't know how to be dynamic, and I'm not talking about walking in a room going like, hey, everybody, but be fluid and be able to change while you're creating change. If you don't understand the way that you are about that, so self-awareness is one of the primary cornerstones of leadership development.
We're talking with Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership. The article says 1 in 3 employees don't trust his or her employer.
And I think that's being real generous.
Well, I was going to say, I'm surprised it's that low.
Well, and if you look at it, what people look for, Gallup's survey on this several years ago said the 4 things that people look for in a leader, one of them is trust. Trust, hope, stability, and compassion. And I would put trust right up there near the top. Because if I don't trust you, I'm not going to share with you. I'm not going to work with you. I will be on the group, but I won't be a team member.
Mm-hmm. But the key is to get people doing things together, activities.
Yes.
Not in a classroom type situation.
That have something to do with what they do.
Do we have a shortage of leaders compared to previous generations, you think?
Well, let me ask you this. When we had just 13 original colonies, we had some world-class leaders, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
And if you look at this last presidential election, we had a lot of quantity of people running, mm-hmm. but did we have the quality? And so I think the answer to that is no, we don't. And so that's something that we can talk about on another show of how people that are incompetent get to be in places of leadership. Now, I'm not making a political statement
but
there.
But we have always complained about our political figures. And
we'll continue. And I think that's the nature of people.
And so leadership may not, I think we first think about a political figure, but leadership does not always come from within government or politics.
Oh, no. If you look at some of the corporations out there, leaders fail. And big leaders fail more often than other people because they're learning through the process. And they get away from those 4 core things that people are looking for. Is that the kind of leader that you want? Is that the kind of person you want to be as a leader? Yeah, they get the job done, but do you want to work there?
Mm-hmm.
And so in some cases, the answer is yes. In some of them, it's like the turnover is real high.
So, well, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Building those leaders is what Rick is all about. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Rick Miller is with the Center for Applied Leadership, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.